Thank you for being here this morning. Well, I'm a PhD student from the University of Padua in Italy. And yes, I'm going to talk about a test we have done about host-associated differentiation on two parthenogenetic parasitoid in a forest system. And we know that several insect species, Phytophagous insect species, and in general several parasitoids are several parasites are highly specialized on their host, and this could lead them to differentiate following the differentiation of their host, or they could also differentiate moving on a totally new host. And one of the most cited example of host-associated differentiation is the one of the apple maggot fly, Fragoletes pomonella, that in less than 200 years evolved a new host race on the apple after this was introduced in Northern America. And we have several other examples of host-associated differentiation, but to date, we do not know all the factors involved in host-associated differentiation, or HED. For example, we have several cases of HED on perennial plants, and such as trees. And this could be important because the perennial plants can give to the insect a more stable genetic environment. And in a less stable environment, such as the agricultural systems, we have that HED is often associated with parthenogenesis, and this could be another factor involved in HED. But what happens when the Phytophagous insect differentiate on different host plants? What happened to the higher trophic levels? Well, in starting from a system in which the host-associated differentiation was already found, and this system is the system of Solidago altissima gigante, the HED, the host-associated differentiation was found on several Phytophagous insects, but in this case, Steyerman et al. Studied two parasitoids of two distinct Phytophagous insects, and he found that the host-associated differentiation of the Phytophagous insect extended also in the third trophic levels. Because we have, as you can see, we have that the parasitoids differentiate based, the differentiation is based on the host plant instead of the geographic pattern. And an interesting hypothesis in this sort of cascade HED is that we could have a differentiation in the third trophic level without having a differentiation in the Phytophagous insect, as we know that the parasitoids can find their host just following the visual cues or volatile cues of the host plant. And so the main objective of this study was to test HED on the third trophic level, when in the second one we already know that there is no host-associated differentiation. And so we have chosen this insect that is Tometopea pithiocampa, the pine processionary moth. This is the main pest of the pine forest in Europe, in the southern part of Europe and in the Mediterranean region. And we choose for this system we decided to study two egg parasitoids of this pine processing remote that are both parthenogenetic, and they are one specialist parasitoid that is Riscapus cervadeis, and a generalist one that is Oincirtus pithiocampe that can attack also other species of Lepidoptera or Hemiptera. And well, we sampled all the egg batches of the pine processing remote in the northern east part of Italy, in localities in which we know that there are both the we collected these egg batches in both the main host plant of this pine processing remote. And once the adults of parasitoids of both species emerged from these egg batches, we determined their genetic profile using AFP that are neutral and dominant markers, very useful when we do not know anything about the genetic of the organism. And we studied number of loci. We analyzed a number of loci big enough to have a reliable genetic pattern with a statistical support given by SESIM, that is a method described by Medina et al. 2006. Well, the output of AFLP were analyzed by using a Bayesian software that is Structure, and this software can tell us how many groups we have inside our samples, and for each individual that is represented by these lanes, it gives us the proportion of the ancestry related to each of these groups. And for Bariscapus cervadei, the specialist parasitoid, we found that there are two main groups, this one and this one, that are not associated with the host plant, but and they have also a homogeneous distribution in all the sampling site. As suggested by Evano et al., we decided to zoom in inside each of these groups to see if there was a further structure inside this single group. And what we have found is that in the first one, in the A group, we don't have a further structure. In contrast, in the second group, we have three distinct groups given by B1, B2, B3, and the interesting thing that it is that the last two groups have an association with the host plant, and this is interesting because we know that the specialist parasitoid use visual cues to find visual cues related to the host plant to find its host. And to conclude, we have that generalist parasitoid instead present a strong geographic structure given by five groups and with no relationship with the host plant. And there is a geographic pattern, a north-south geographic pattern, a strong geographic pattern, and a weaker west-east structure given by the red haplotype. So to conclude, well, this is what I have said in the last two slides. I want just to underline that analyzing the two parasitoid species in the same localities, in the same host plant, in the same insect host, we have found the two different structures related to the, we think, to the distribution pattern of this insect. Thank you.
So we have 2 minutes for questions. You can call the people.
Okay.
You can stay and ask questions.
Okay.
Answer questions.
Can you drove that, the specialist population, when you initially did the structure analysis, you got two groups that were almost equally represented in the three populations.
Yeah.
How do you explain that genetic structure? What's going on there?
I think it is, these are the preliminary results. I think, I don't know if there is a biological meaning in that two groups, but I've read in the older literature that structure give you the biggest subdivision in the first results, and then you have to analyze inside these groups. But I didn't have time to see if these two groups represent something with a biological meaning. I don't know, really. I think I have to analyze this data with other kind of softwares to see, the meaning of these groups. Yeah.
In your second structure analysis on specialists, were those individuals that were assigned strongly to the host?
Yeah, yeah. No, they are distributed in all the sampling sites. Yeah.
Please join us in thanking
Okay.
Mauro, our first speaker.